This website is being called the new Craigslist, but does it hold up?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to be going over an online dating website called DoubleList, an online dating website that is really reminiscent of what Craigslist used to be. But before we get into all that though, I do need to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts from multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this review a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. The first of which is the user demographics, then the ease of use, then the prices, then the features, and then the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on my list, which is the user demographics. Before we get too deep into DoubleList, let's talk a little bit about how the website actually works. If you've heard of Craigslist personals before, well, it's honestly not that different. The DoubleList website, however, is primarily focused on interacting with people in a dating scenario or hookup scenario, where Craigslist, you could do a lot more than just that. You could also sell items and whatnot. DoubleList is really just geared towards those relationship-esque goals. In case you don't know what Craigslist Personals was, it's basically a website where you can make a single text post about what you are looking for. And this could be something like you're looking for a hookup or you're looking for somebody for a serious relationship. And people would literally respond to that post and provide their email, and then they communicate with each other and then they meet up in real life. DoubleList works pretty much the exact same way, and we'll get deeper into it later on in the review. Just know that this website, however, does have most people looking for hookups and one-night stands, although not all users are looking for that. There are also users who are looking for serious relationships. They're just not nearly as many as those looking for hookups. While browsing the website myself, I saw that most users were aged between their 20s and 40s as well. As far as where those users are actually located, it seems like the US is the most popular country. However, there were multiple different countries you could visit. This one includes Canada, the UK, Australia, the Netherlands, Japan, and even New Zealand. If I did not list your country, then as of posting this video, it seems like DoubleList does not actually work in your country, or there are no posts that you could make provided for your country. And as far as the male to female ratio goes, while there are plenty of users who are looking for both men and women, it's pretty clear that the gay men section of this app is pretty dominant because it is the most active on the site. However, don't fret if you are a single guy looking for a woman, or even couples looking for other couples, you can find that here too. So this is gonna move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did wanna ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is gonna move me onto number two on my list, which is the ease of use. So let's talk about the registration process. When you first come to the site, you will see that it is mostly empty. It'll state across the top of the page, connect with straight, gay, bi, and curious. There's also a fire emoji too, implying maybe a hookup, trying to give a similar feel to Tinder. To start, click on the Sign Up Now button. From here, you will simply type in your email and click Next. DoubleList will then send you a confirmation email that you will need to respond to. Once you do that, then you will come up with a password that you'll use to log in. On the next page, you'll add your username, then your gender, and then your age. On the page after that, you will provide your local zip code and find users who are near you, as well as the types of users that you are interested in. They give you the options of male, female, couple, trans, and CD, CD standing for crossdressers. From here, you agree to the terms and head to the next page. On this page, they will ask for your phone number to ensure that you are not bot, and this is required of all users who join the website. Once you provide your phone number, you will then be sent a text message with a code. Simply input that code into the webpage. Afterwards, you will let DoubleList know which city it is that you are near. DoubleList only lists major cities, so pick the one that you are living closest to. From here, you will have access to the website. The site itself is not complicated, and honestly, there isn't a lot going on, but there really doesn't need to be for a website of this nature. I do have to say that while it is lacking a bit in looks, the site runs and functions very well, and everything is pretty easy to find. So this is going to move me into number 3 on my list. But before I jump into that, I do want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a bunch of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me on to number 3 on my list, which is the prices. This is going to be a very short section because as far as I can tell, there is no way that you can actually pay for anything on this website. In fact, the website itself strictly forbids transactions with money because it's trying to forbid prostitution on the website. This site is truly like the new Craigslist because it is just users who are making text posts with the optional photo attached. There are no user profiles and there's complete anonymity whenever anybody posts anything on here. And any user can respond to any post completely freely. There's no restrictions or anything like that. If you're looking for something that is as close to Craigslist personals as possible, then this is definitely going to be it. And with that being said, if you guys did want to sign up for an online dating website that does have a paying membership, then I do suggest that you guys check out our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't, be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is the features. So once you've logged in, the first thing you'll likely notice are a list of hyperlinked text that you can click. This is the homepage of the site. The site itself has categorized these links for you, and there are 3 main categories, which include Connects Now, Let's Date, and Fun Stuff. Let's start with Connects Now. Connect Now is the section users will go to if you are generally looking for one-night stands, hookups, and at most casual dating. Here, there are about a dozen different options you can choose from. They include categories like guys for guys or for women, for couples or for straight. And they also have women for guys or for women or for couples. And they also have couples for couples, couples for him or her, and so on and so forth. The next section is the Let's Date section. The Let's Date section is for people who are looking for more serious partners or people where sex isn't the end goal. In other words, if you are looking for a more serious date, then this is the section that you would go to. Here, there are only 6 options. They are platonic / friendships, guys for guys, women for guys, men for women for women, and dating miscellaneous. And the last section is fun stuff. Here you'll find loads of information and stories regarding sex, hooking up, and dating. Let's go over their options, the first one being sex mastery or sex education. This is where you can learn a lot about different techniques, learn some history of sex toys, and generally better educate yourself when it comes to sex. The next option is quizzes, and here you can take a bunch of fun sex and dating related quizzes. Then there are user submitted stories, and the title is just as it sounds. You can explore different stories written by users of the website. These stories are categorized by all, straight, gay, straight for gay, couples, transsexual, or crossdressers, and add your story. The add your story option being if you wanted to write your own. The site then breaks the chosen category down into newest, top rated, or random. You can explore any avenue you wish, but just remember that you are only being presented a post from a city that you selected. You can select a different city or even a different country by going to the settings on the top menu. After that, then there is a common lingo menu option that breaks down any abbreviations or lingos users on the website may be using in their post. And lastly, the last link is the link to their Twitter page. Let's go back and see what it looks like when we click on a category. Let's do women for guys, for example. Once you do this, you will be directed to a new page with a list of personals posted by women users seeking men. You will see a gray bar with a date on it, indicating when the last post was made in this section in this particular city. Notice as well that the first personal will always be an ad, so go ahead and skip that one. All of the others will just have their titles displayed with a star on the left giving you the option to favorite them. You can see your favorited post by clicking on the favorites button in the top of the screen. On the right of the title, you will see a more specific location a user has put themselves in, and after that is a number that represents the age of the user. On some of the posts, you'll see in red text the letters IMG. This indicates that the user has attached an image to their post. Once you've found a user you are interested in contacting, you would then simply send them a message along with your contact information, where you can use any email that you wish. It does not have to be the one that you use to sign up. You are also given the option to attach a photo as well, which is recommended as this is what is going to cause that user to take your reply seriously. Once you submit that information, you then wait to get an email back. Note, all of this is taking place off of the website, so there is no actual messaging that happens on site. Now that we know what it looks like to look in response to other people's posts, let's look at what it's like to make one. From here, we will click on the top menu that says Create a Post. After you will select if you are looking for let's connect now or let's date long term. Then you'll say your own gender or if you're a couple or transsexual or a crossdresser. Then you'll mention what you're looking for with the same options. From here, you will make your post by adding a title and putting details in the post body text. On the next page, you'll type the neighborhood near the city you're in, the ages you are looking for, your own age, and your zip code. The options for what you are looking for includes dating, friends with benefits, one-time thing, or platonic slash just friends. And then you'll select a mood status, which indicates options like coffee first, dinner date, Netflix and chill, or let's just do it. Then you'll agree to the website's guidelines to confirm that you're not a bot. Afterwards, you'll be given the option to add photos to your post and keep in mind that nudity is strictly not allowed. From here, your post goes through a review process and once it passes, it becomes public. If you'd like to edit your post, you can do so by clicking on the Manage Post option on the top of the screen. So this is going to move me onto number 5 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. Super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. Honestly, this website, after utilizing it, looks a lot more legit than when I first laid my eyes on it. Its barren and unfinished look, along with the website requiring my phone number for something that seemed like a scam site from the first looks, made me really wary of the website. However, after utilizing the website, joining it up, and looking at the actual user post, none of them seemed like bots, none of them were asking for any personal information or things along the lines of that, and all of it seemed very legitimate. Honestly, again, if you've utilized Craigslist before and found success on that website, I feel like DoubleList is a resurrection of that entire concept. So yes, I do think that if you are in the countries that this website actually hosts itself, and you are leaning more towards a hookup, then you're definitely going to find success. And even if you are looking for a more serious date, then you can find success too. You're just not going to be as likely. But I do want to mention again that before you sign up for any online dating website, that you check out our online dating website deals page first. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts from multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, super duper appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.